with some fashion.
All right, Biggie Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have seven big candidates this week for the biggest act coming to town. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one, Thursday night at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium in Greenville, Texas. It is the great Mel Tillis.
I knew with an intro like that it had to be Mel Tillis.
Now this is real country.
Yeah, they claim it's the real country thing. All right, so how old are we now?
82.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
That he still sounds like this at 82.
Well, this was recorded like 40 years ago, so I don't know about that. It is incredible to me, though, some of these country guys, Merle Haggard, that are still performing at, you know, in 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible.
He was one of the old dogs, Mel Tillis was, along with Jerry Reed, Waylon Jennings, and Bobby Bear.
Yeah?
They recorded an album of Shel Silverstein songs. There's your useless knowledge for the day.
No, that's a good note.
His last album was put out in 2010. You ain't gonna believe this. It hit 75 on the country charts and number 3 on the U.S. comedy chart.
Oh, because of bit songs on it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
He's had 6 number 1 singles on the country charts over the years.
He's a definite legend.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he
Jake
did those,
says he's SG.
He did those commercials for, was it Whataburger?
Yep.
Back in the day, and he was, that's when we were all kind of introduced to the fact that he was a stutterer, but that he sang flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it ironic that they give it that hard-to-pronounce word?
Stutterer.
Stutterer.
He stutters. He's got a, he has a stammer.
He made Pam Tillis.
Ew, don't word it that way.
I'd say he's Pam's father. Another way to say that.
Well, I am going to this show.
He sired her.
Oh, Friday night.
Thursday night.
Greenville.
You want to hear the Whataburger commercial?
Yeah, sure.
We fired up here on the YouTube.
There are hamburgers, and then there are hamburgers. Like the kind you get at Whataburger. Fresh as it can be. It's more than a hamburger. It's a hamburger. And at Whataburger, well, you never pay extra for lettuce and tomato. That's why hamburgers go by lots of names. But there's only one way to describe a hamburger. And that's a Whataburger.
And then he'd say, you know what I mean, Vern, at the end of it?
No, it's a different guy, although they sound very similar. All right, so where do you fall on this?
Andale.
I mean, like Mel Tillis was used as a spokesman on these things, and it was supposed to be funny that he stuttered. And he was always very good-natured about it, but it was always laughed about, even among all those country guys when they would get together and do their little shows together. They would laugh at his stammer. Does that make you uncomfortable now with our present-day sensibilities looking back on it?
Seeing the video of that commercial just now,
uh-huh.
I was very uncomfortable with his hand gestures as he tried to force words out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that would play these days.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yet you're denying him a revenue stream if you don't hire him, you know. I mean, he was making money off of those things, and he was obviously agreeing to them.
Yeah.
So do we know better than him, though?
I know, that's the thing.
Marketers wouldn't do it now.
True.
I think they would be more sensitive about it.
All right, to support him, go to meltillis.com.
Hmm.
All right, candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, it's the Funny or Die presents the Oddball Comedy and Curiosity Festival featuring the comedic stylings of Whitney Cummings, Sarah Silverman, and Louis C.K.
Wow. I really think the white people are from like another planet. Because we, like, when we came to America, it was so nice. It was just Indians. And they weren't even Indians. We called them that by accident. And we still call them that. Like, we knew in a month that it wasn't Indians. But we just don't give a shit. We came here, they're like, hi. And we're like, hey, you're Indians, right? And they're like, no. No, this is India, right? No, it's not. It's a totally other place. You're not Indians? No. Ah, you're Indians. You're Indians for hundreds of years after.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Jeffrey Ross.
Although he is a little force-fielded. We acknowledge that, Junior. He's the male Tina Fey. He's funny.
Well, yeah.
But he's force-fielded.
See, I think he's so much funnier than Tina Fey.
But he's force-fielded.
I hear a lot of people that bag on him.
There has been slight Louis backlash because of the force field.
And I don't...
because of the force field.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I love him, but I can't stand his show. I think Louis is... I tuned in for comedy, and I got a dour drama. And so, I don't think he's force-fielded.
Well, I think that show especially is probably more force-fielded than he is.
It was very dour this last year.
God, I couldn't stand watching it. I wanted laughs.
That's Sarah Silverman makes me tense.
Yeah.
You do? She's kind of force-fielded, right? Tense.
Well, I don't know. No, I think she takes on a lot of criticism because she'll say anything.
Yeah, you're wrong on this, Gordo, because there are plenty of critics of Louis C.K. and Sarah Silverman. There are none of Tina Fey. None. Except for me.
They found her one-hitter at the Emmys, right? Like, she pulled it out of her bag when she was doing red carpet stuff.
Who's that?
Sarah Silverman?
Sarah Silverman, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I think that was just a vape she had in her hand. But that Whitney Cummings is more mean and vulgar than any of them.
I'm not familiar with her.
I think she's kind of hot, isn't she?
Very skinny. She had a sitcom a couple years ago.
Yeah, it failed, though.
It was pretty funny, though. Just nobody watched it.
Huh.
Stupid.
Oh, we're getting a Stoopy report from it.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night at the Southside Ballroom. It's Limp Bizkit.
I need to...
Jake.
Correct the spelling.
I don't know, man. Jake all about these guys?
He was back in the day.
Isn't this the Fred Durst? Are we in agreement that this was Fred Durst?
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to anything Jake says about music because he despises U2.
I know.
What's his deal with his hatred?
We'll bring him around on U2.
He's just, you know, he's in those prime opinion-making years. You know, everybody's got to live through him.
He'll come around on U2. Right. How could you not?
Okay, I'll trust you guys.
What's wrong with these guys?
People are asking what the term force field means. That means when someone has that force field around them that they don't receive any criticism.
Yeah.
Because you're all just supposed to think that that person or that movie or that music is great.
They're so overly praised that you are afraid to criticize. People are afraid to criticize them because they think they'll be the only one and everyone will make fun of them.
Right.
All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Winspear Opera House in downtown Dallas.
Yeah, Bob.
It's Yusu Nadur.
Sounds like a name Norm would struggle with.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
According to Rolling Stone magazine, he is the most famous singer alive in Africa.
Oh, okay.
And he is coming to the Metroplex.
So does he do his own synthesizer work, or is this like Howard Jones back behind him, or Yanni?
I don't know, but he's collaborated with Peter Gabriel, Wyclef Jean, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Tracy Chapman, Branford Marsalis, and others.
Yeah, he's okay. Huge.
Nice voice.
Singer?
Yeah. Singer, percussionist. Percussionist, so yes, I guess he is.
He's notes there. He's not just rapping.
Well, I know. His range seems somewhat limited.
This sounds like a Lionel Richie song.
Yeah, it does. All night long.
Yeah. Either all night long or dancing in the streets or something.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Street.
And then you meet, they're dancing in the street all night. Okay, it is all night long. Okay.
All night long.
Hello?
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town. This will be Saturday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. Somebody alert Corby. Luke Bryan will be in town.
Oh, my gosh.
He loves Luke Bryan.
This guy is such a goober. Some of the funniest hardline segments when they take apart Luke Bryan songs.
What's the deal with Luke Bryan? What's their deal with Luke Bryan? I don't know.
He is the corniest country act alive.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
The whole genre's corny.
Yeah, but he takes it to a new level, and he's...
Does he mention Friday nights or sitting on the tailgate?
All of it, having a beer and everything. And he'll do it with a lot of attitude when he's on stage. We're just so fortunate to be in his presence.
You hear that? He's going to raise some hell.
Huh? I don't care. Oh, I just got to see what you're wearing. Where is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now.
He doesn't have that good a voice.
No. But I think the women like to look at him.
Oh, is he good looking?
He's got that going for him, yeah. He's got a huge bag of nothing, though.
Some of his hit singles include Drink a Beer.
Okay.
Drunk on You. Country Girl.
That is the biggest beating of a song.
Country Man.
That's this song right here.
This is Country Man or Country Girl?
Yeah, this is Country Girl.
And one of his first big hits, We Rode in Trucks.
Yeah, of course.
Listen to this piece of garbage.
Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love.
Beat
get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down.
Whatever. He sounds like
Shake it for me, girl.
The free home burn CD that the door guy hands you and says, "Hey, will you listen to my stuff?"
Yeah, he hits
every stereotype.
Yeah. You get catfish, mud, tailgate, tractor, all into one verse.
And I know
that is amazing.
I've said it a million times. Can we please ban the 5-string bass from country music? Please.
You don't like that bullfrog?
Oh, I hate that. The bass players get way too addicted to those low notes. They don't use them as little accents or anything. They just live down there like a catfish. They live on the bottom.
Jer, I don't know if we have any of his songs from his 2013 album, Spring Break Here to Party, such as Take My Drunk Ass Home. Beer in the Headlights. or If You Ain't Here to Party.
Didn't have any of those right here.
Doesn't it seem weird that this is just the one drug that we just glamorize and romanticize? Like, we do that to cocaine. Mm-hmm. Like, you just do a whole career that's based on cocaine. Would it be as cute?
No.
This one is Drink a Beer.
Drink a Beer.
Snort a line.
This is amazing. He's going to go out onto a pier
and drink
a beer. Oh, I've heard this.
Oh, I got some news. Oh, man.
Didn't know what to say.
You got to go out there and in a montage moment, drink a beer.
Yeah.
I took a walk to clear my head. This is where the walk-in led. Can't believe you're
home. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is really good stuff, Luke. Can I come back in if I get my hand stamped?
So I'm going to sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear.
Oops.
And drink a beer.
I love that.
All right. Oh, man, it's left.
Is he from here or anything?
No.
There's a market for this.
Yeah, oh, of course there is.
That's amazing.
Hey, there's no shortage of dumb white people in the world. Luke Bryan will always find a home.
All right, and finally, candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's Tears for Fears.
Yes, they're still rocking?
I guess
love Tears for Fears.
Well, they never started.
Yes, they did.
Rocking, but...
It's a good song.
Choked. Choked.
Although I was always creeped out by Roland Orzabal.
Yeah.
Roland Orzabal. Hello. Please, all the things I can do and love.
You know,
this isn't as good as everybody
wants to eat hot dogs.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Yeah, that's a great song.
Listen to my dream.
That was Curtis Oates that sang
great
this one, right?
Oh, the other one?
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
Curtis Young?
Curtis Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Yeah.
What was their other big hit?
Summer of 1985.
The Beatles ripoff? Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good song.
Yeah, that was very
Lennon-like.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one?
No.
Thursday at the Greenville Auditorium, the great Mel Tillis.
Oh.
Candidate two, Friday, the Funny or Die Comedy Festival at JEXA featuring Louis C.K. and Sarah Silverman.
No. Nope.
Candidate three, Friday at the Southside Ballroom, Limp Bizkit.
Nope.
Candidate four, Friday at the Windspear, Yusu Nadur.
Nope.
Candidate 5, Saturday at JEXA, Luke Bryan, or Candidate
nope.
6, Saturday at the Windstar, Tears for Fears,
nope.
Mr. Dunham.
He makes me want to puke, but Luke.
Oh, nice rhyme.
He is the biggest show coming to town.
Mr. Keith.
Louis C.K. and Whitney Cummings and Sarah Silverman.
Mr. Bass.
Comedy.
Mr. Moran.
Tears for Fears.
Louis C.K. and Sarah Silverman and Company.
Mr. Fernando.
Well, I support the African Sinatra, but I'm going with the comedy tour.
All right. I also am going with the comedy tour. So 5-1. It's Friday at JEXA. Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman, Whitney Cummings, Jeffrey Ross, and more at the Funny or Die Comedy Festival.
What's next in the corner?
You want the most disgusting story you've ever heard that'll make you laugh?
Yeah.
Next. Jordan Keith here along with Guy Who Wants to Talk to Me. Hey, Guy That Wants to Talk to Me.
Hi, Gordon.
Stop using that voice. Let's talk about It's Just Lunch,
it's
you know?
It's just lunch.
It's football season.
It could be a date if it might work out
Good
for
Lord.
You.
Date has one syllable. Just one syllable. Let's get into the dating game, shall we? Let's jump right in. Let's talk about It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service. Now, I know that Guy That Wants to Talk to Me.
I want to talk to you.
Has gone online, and you've signed up for a lot of those online dating sites.
Yeah, man,
sites.
I put my profile up there. I'm hoping to meet some really nice gals, you know?
And you fill out about 1.5 million questions, and then all of a sudden the computer tells you, this person.
It ain't happening, man. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about
that's it.
It's Just Lunch's
lunch.
Telephone number, 972-991-9999. We've had people who work at the station who have met their matches on It's Just Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
The second one's going to be me.
I don't know if I understood any. What did you say?
The second one's going to be me.
Stop making excuses. Call It's Just Lunch. Take control of your dating life. 972-991-9999. You will meet with your own personal dating assistant. She will get to know you, and she will hand-select dates for you. No random computer action.
Mm-mm.
Spitting out somebody saying, hey, you'd like this one. And then you look at the person, and you realize that their photo was taken 25 years ago.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, It's Just Lunch is different. 972-991-9999. 972-991-9999. It's Just Lunch. Dallas.com.